God would bring about complete justice so that there is no more evil. But he was trusting in God to do so. David was praying that truth, and the prayer and the truth gave him more confidence in God. And David therefore ends his psalm with complete confidence in God. In the last verses, David prays, O Lord, you hear the desire of the afflicted. You will strengthen their heart. You will incline your ear to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, so that man who is of the earth may strike terror no more. When David prayed those words, he was no longer doubting God. He had moved from doubt to confidence, and he fought the temptation to doubt with prayer and with truth. And this psalm teaches us to do the same by example. And today we have all the more reason to pray and have this great confidence, because we know what Jesus did while he was on this earth, and we know what Jesus has promised. We know Jesus showed compassion to the sick and to the children, healing people, raising people from the dead. We know Jesus went to the cross that we might be forgiven of our wickedness and so that we might be made new. We know Jesus ascended, as we're celebrating today, and has filled us with his Spirit to make us new people. We know Jesus has empowered us to do ministry and support ministry like AIM and Providence World Ministries. We know Jesus is coming again, and we've been given a vision of what the future holds. We've been given a clear vision of what the future holds. Let me remind you of truth that we know in these New Testament times. The book of Revelation shows us that Jesus will indeed bring an end to all wickedness. He will judge and put Satan and all the wickedness into hell forever, and there will be peace. The last chapter of Revelation begins with these words. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Through the middle of the street of the city, also on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. That image of no more night, that means no more wickedness. No more wickedness. There will be no more street children. There will be no more evil. The wicked will be gone. The wicked will be in hell. And all those who are present with God will know only joy and peace forevermore. And we're told that day is coming. So we have all the more reason to pray against wickedness, trusting that God is indeed going to act. By prayer and truth, our hearts can be moved from doubt to confidence in God. And dear friends, listen to this. That's an important difference between the wicked and believers. It's a very important difference between the wicked and believers. You know, all people can look at this world and doubt God. It's not hard to look at this world and say, where are you, God? Why do you let terrible things happen? Anyone can look at the world and doubt God. It wouldn't surprise me if all of us adults in this room have done so at some point. Doubt comes. All of us are faced with that at times in life. The question is, what are you going to do with that doubt? What are you going to do with that doubt when it arises? What we're seeing in Psalm is that believers fight that doubt. They fight that doubt with prayer and truth. And in that way, they come to be convinced that God does indeed see. He sees all things. Believers are reminded that God is at work in this world through his redeemed. And someday he is going to bring about this perfect justice. Believers know God sees, and they know God answers. The wicked, on the other hand, continue to doubt God. You know, the wicked people don't become instantly wicked overnight. Most of them don't. They move down that scale. They move down the scale to utter unbelief. They don't turn to God in prayer. They don't turn to the truth that God has revealed in the Bible. And so they start growing in doubt, growing and increasing in doubt, and they end up concluding God does not see, God does not care, and they do as they please. And how dreadful it will be for the wicked when they stand before God and find out God saw everything. He saw it all, every little detail. More so, he's recorded everything. He's recorded all of it. Listen to what the book of Revelation says. Here's John's vision of the day that we will all stand before God. John writes, "Then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. From his presence, earth and sky fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Then another book was opened, which was the book of life, and the dead were judged by what was written in the books according to what they had done." God sees and knows very well what is happening on this earth. He's recording it all, and he will judge with justice. Believers remind themselves of that truth and are comforted and therefore saved from wickedness. Believers take part in what God is doing in this world that is good, helping in whatever way they can, waiting for the day when all will be made right. And so now I ask you, where are you at on that scale of doubt? And which way are you going? Are you praying and filling your mind with truth? Are you growing in confidence of who God is and what he has promised? Or are you moving the other direction, more and more towards unbelief? I hope and pray that you're moving towards confident belief. I hope and pray that you're fighting the temptation to doubt. I hope and pray you're filling your mind with the truth. There's a lot more truth we could talk about today that we certainly don't have time for, about why evil exists in this world at all, what our sin has to do with it and such things, what Adam and Eve had. There's all kinds of truth we could talk about to learn more about evil and why evil exists. But I simply hope today that you see from this psalm that you need to turn to God in prayer and look to his truth, and move toward him. I hope and pray you leave here today looking forward to the day when Jesus, who reigns, will make all things right. Know that God sees. He sees everything. He knows how you're responding to him right now. So I encourage you and invite you to respond rightly. Leave here with confidence in King Jesus. Leave here repenting of your sins, placing your faith in Jesus who reigns in heaven above. Please join with me in prayer. Father God Almighty, when we think of the wickedness that is going on in this world today, when we think of that article we read earlier about the 150 million street children, our heart weeps for that. And Father God, we pray that you would indeed stop the wicked. We look forward to that day, Father, when you will bring about complete justice. We pray for that. We pray for that day. We pray for you to make all things right. And Father, in the meantime, we pray that you would help we, your people, to reach out and make a difference in this world. We thank you for ministries like Providence World Ministries and AIM, and pray that you continue to bless their work. And we're so grateful that we can be part of it by supporting it and make wonderful things continue to happen. May children be welcomed into loving homes, and we pray especially that children would come to know about Jesus and what he has done for us. Father God, we pray that you'd protect our hearts and minds from doubt. Help us to see and understand your truth Help us to know your promises are good and that you will fulfill them all. Help us to leave here in confidence of who Jesus is. And Father, we pray right now for anyone who has been struggling with doubt, who does not yet know Jesus. We pray, Father, that you would be gracious. Right now, we pray that you'd touch any heart here who doesn't yet, a heart that does not yet bend the knee to Jesus as Lord and Savior. We pray that you'd touch that heart right now from the word that we have heard today. Please touch that heart. May we all leave here worshiping you, thankful for you, confident in you. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. And we're going to sing, we're going to worship Jesus.